What up, everybody? We're the lunchroom. And that was my leading question. My question was, what was your favorite subject in class? What was your favorite period? Lunchroom, right?
No.
Well, first of all, we weren't in school. We were cutting.
Wait. When I did go to school.
Okay. When you did, your favorite class was?
My favorite class is going to sound weird.
Oh, no.
Social studies.
Really?
Fucking loved it.
I guess it's a generic question because, you know, depending on the grade and the teacher, you could name this one, that one, this one. But
social studies was so fun.
Generally, your favorite class
was social studies. We had a social studies teacher that was teaching us about Native Americans and, like, their culture, right? But that was the goal. But that's not how we started. And how we started was, he's like, and it's so fun. I hope another teacher picks this up. Well, how we started was, everybody here, imagine that magically or aliens or whatever, we take everybody from the class, we strip you guys completely naked, and we drop you in the middle of the forest.
Oh, you were traumatized. Yeah. And that was
like,
abuse.
I was like, what? I was like, this sounds crazy. You know, everybody's laughing. Naked. They imagine each other naked. You know what I'm saying? And then right. He was like, all right, so the first thing we're going to do is, who's not going to survive? Who's going to survive? How do we survive? What's the first thing that we do?
All the fat kids were like,
food.
I'm going to have more food in my belly.
So he basically walked us through, like, you know, step by step. We're going to hunt for food. What are we going to use? Oh, we're going to use spears and da-da-da. And then he explained how the Native Americans used the spears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then and then later on.
That's great, because that's using you into the lesson.
He's making you ask a question, and then he's giving you the answers how the Natives did it.
You're right.
He got to the point where
you're putting yourself as a Native, like, oh, yeah.
And he even got to the point where he was explaining how some of them were known that they had, like, mountains in the area that had, like, snow and ice. They would take the ice, and they would bring it down the hill, and they would bury it under the ground. And they would use that ice and that coldness.
Yeah.
To store things or whatever.
Make a cocktail.
Yeah. I thought it was great. I was like, this is the best. It was Native Americans alcoholics.
When you said social studies, I thought about this one teacher, and he would have the, it was in junior high school, and he just was a radical looking old guy with a receding hairline from the 70s. And he would, just the way he explained history, and he would have the windows open. So when you went to that class, you were freezing. And he was like, that's how you don't get sick. My dude never got sick. There was never a substitute teacher to replace this guy. And he was absolutely right. But the way he explained, but if I had to, it would be science, biology. Yeah. That was the one that always was like, nerdy stuff.
I got biology, I think, the first year of high school.
Okay.
And that's when I left school.
Not his favorite. Got
that's
it.
When I was done.
Go ahead. What you got? What you got for the lunchroom? This is the segment of the lunchroom where we go in. You remember going to the lunchroom and you started talking about whatever was on the hottest topic. Basically, that's what the lunchroom is. Just to break down the intro. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So the first thing I want to bring up is this. Did you see this?
Qué lindo!
Did you see this yet?
I did.
This is a great ad.
It's so clean.
It literally puts you in there.
It's so good. Don't matter where you're from. Come through.
Notice how it's, I think that's FDNY.
Yeah. So dope. Can we get that marketing team?
It literally makes you emotional watching it.
You're such a little crybaby. Right?
Look at you. It literally makes you emotional.
It made me cry because you were crying.
All right, let's get back to normal here. All right. Do you want to bring something up next, or should I keep going?
Let's switch after that. We gotta take a moment to like absorb it, right? No.
Great ad. Beautiful.
Great, like the marketing, yeah. Though. It really, they were feeding into the narrative of, oh, this is gonna be only for Spanish people. This is America.
Yeah, yeah.
They're feeding into that, like, no, it's just the music, the vibe. Yeah. Like, when I went to the club last time with my friends, it was mostly white people. And when Bad Bunny came on, they're all singing it better than we can. You know, so it's like, you know, it doesn't matter where you're from. If the music hits, it hits. Just enjoy the show. So I got like 2-3 different things. One of them is, how common do you think your birthday is?
Oh, good question.
How common?
I want to say, I think it's like 1 in 50 people.
So this breaks down like a whole chart. There's supposed to be 2 images in there. Yeah. So that's the chart, right? So most common is in red.
Open in reading mode?
Open. No, you're not going to be able to because it's embedded into their program.
Wait, hold on. I got it.
Extensions.
I got it.
You brought a tool?
No.
Mira que lindo. Let me find out. We learned something new.
Oh,
look at us doing work here. Oh, now you're destroying the computer.
No. I do this all the time. This is how I get images for us to use.
Oh, cool. Nice. Look at this guy learning something new. So this is basically a chart of how common your birthday. How, first of all, how common do you think your birthday is without looking?
The summertime was
the chart is so crazy
I think my birthday is pretty common. Ish.
If you would go, if red is really common and blue is boring,
I think it's more blue than red. Mine.
You think it's more blue than red? Okay, I already know the answer to mine. So yours is, we're going to.
Mine's red.
Yours is pretty red. It is up there in the red.
I don't think it was that common. But you know what it is? 9 months before my birthday. Do you know 9 months before your birthday? What is it? Have you ever did that?
No.
I did. So I know, kind of.
You know what happened. That's freaking awesome.
I mean, try it out. My birthday is on June 27th for everybody. So 9 months before that is in Halloween.
Really?
So there was a Halloween party that got a little crazy.
Really? Damn, I can't because I'm under controllers. It's going to make that horrible noise. So mine is right, literally dead smack in the middle. Literally, like mine is the white as it's a little pinkish.
What is it?
January 25th. It is like all the way to the left. It's like pretty
white. January 25th is right here.
Yeah, it's pretty white. It's like white.
Okay, so what's 9 months before that? So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So in the summer. Oh, wait, 7, 8, 9. What am I saying? April.
April 20. Yeah, pretty much the same thing.
Nothing.
Well, something was going on that day.
Yeah.
So that's how common your birthday is. Check it out. The other thing that I randomly ran into, and I don't know why this is relevant, but it was talking about the Pope Leo, his swag. And I was expecting a little bit more in the second images. And I'm just like, I don't see.
Pope Leo?
Yeah.
That's the new Pope?
I think so, yeah. Isn't it? I hope so.
I don't remember. I don't keep track of these popes.
Oh, it was the last one, wasn't it, Francis?
Yeah.
And then it was John?
Pope Juan Pablo.
Yeah, so I don't know. Go to the first image. Like, I was expecting a little bit more hood, like Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Keep going. That's the last one? There. Boom.
That's not much swag.
That's not?
No, that's just regular Pope.
That's regular Pope, right? What was the images on the side? Okay.
I'm trying to think of the, what's the name of the new, is that the name of the new Pope?
I think it is. Google it. You got the master control over here. You asking me if that's the.
Papa. This nigga right here. Pope Leo.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Well, we got really cultish there.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa. Jesus Christ.
Those are all the images from. Let's see.
Let's see who we got.
Leo.
Right.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
That's who it is. It's just spelled wrong.
Yeah.
You spelled low.
Leo swag. Let's see what comes up.
Images. Let's get them.
Okay.
Whoa. That's the outside dress? That's the outside fitted?
Yeah, that's him. This is when he first became Pope. He was.
He's a Red Sox fan. Yo.
Leon.
Yeah, I was.
I kind of like this outfit.
Why?
Because it's not. It doesn't feel like a Pope outfit. It kind of just feels like a regular guy. Like, this is fancy. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's something. This seems like I go to any church and somebody's wearing this.
Baptist church,
like any, especially. Yeah, if I go to any Catholic church, they're wearing this outfit. But this is like special.
That reminds me of The Handmaid's Tale, that outfit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, boy.
Like, it's pretty out there for me. All right, so besides that, we also have fun facts around the world and sperm.
Okay, so fun facts around the world. Let's see.
And some of this is like, we should adapt some of this
if
stuff.
If someone finds your wallet, you owe them a reward.
In Japan. So if you lost your wallet, you know, and don't you do that. If somebody found your wallet, you're not going to hit them up with the...
I mean, if I have it, otherwise I'd be like, thank you so much. You saved my life. Bye.
Well, I'm not returning your wallet. All right. And the Netherlands.
You can demand remote work and your boss needs the legitimate reason to say no. I can't do that. But that's good. It should be like that everywhere.
Imagine if you could, but in your case, you can. In Germany,
if your train over is over an hour late, you get a refund. The MTA would be bankrupt, right?
They're pretty on time.
I mean, an hour is extreme. This must be like I don't know what kind of trains they got. They don't have subways like we have subways.
Right. Our thing
when
is
people talk
consistent.
Crap about trains, I'm like, you don't have a subway like we have subway.
Yeah, we have legitimate.
We
services.
Have a legit. Yeah, yeah.
And when subway. It goes down, it's like legit that it went down. It
the
flooded.
City freezes, yeah.
It froze over. Or someone got run over.
Wow.
Sweden. Yo, let's make a baby, Noel.
I heard in Sweden also when you leave the hospital, they give you like a package of like...
goodies?
Yeah, like diapers. Not like the normal. Like when we leave the hospital, they give you diapers.
A package that says, don't do this again.
But like even a box that, you like say you pour, they give you this thing that you after you take all the stuff out, you could put the baby in there.
Oh, like a bassinet.
Yeah. But it's like a box to carry everything. But if you don't have a bassinet, you can actually use that for the first few months.
Wow, that is pretty sad.
Yeah.
That is depressing. Brazil, every worker gets a Christmas bonus salary.
I wonder how much it is.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
But they definitely should do that over here.
I mean, some jobs.
What they're doing over there in the Netherlands. My
job, kind of get one. Kind of. Not really, but kind of.
Okay.
They give us a special check for something, but everybody uses it for Christmas.
Like a stipend?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, all right.
The Netherlands, you get tax write-offs for every kilometer you bike to work.
That would go so far in Park Slope.
If they did that out here, people would be more open to more bike stuff.
They'll be out, like, biking all the time. Yeah. Because you figure a vast majority of New Yorkers don't drive.
Yeah. I mean, if I was closer to work... Yeah. I would get an electric bike. 100% I would get an electric bike.
I'm thinking about when I get my whip. I was in Costco, and I saw one of those little electric scooters. And I'm like, most of the time, I just got to go to CVS real quick, and I'm not trying to move the car.
Yeah. How far is CVS? Oh, CVS is right there.
It's like 3 miles. I've been walking it, you know, just to get my steps in. Yeah. But I'd be like, yeah, if I had a little, just to make a little run, because ain't nobody trying to move out here.
Like a standing scooter?
Yeah, one of those little.
What are you going to wear, helmet?
I put a little Puerto Rican flag.
All right. In Ecuador, nature has rights and you can sue to protect it. Very good.
What are we even talking about right now?
I guess if you see a company doing something in the woods, you can sue the company.
So that reminds me of Polaribus, where they wouldn't hurt even, couldn't even pluck an apple. Is that the same thing?
No. They're saying, basically what it's saying is, if to protect nature, if you see something, you can sue a company. You can sue the company to protect nature. The government doesn't have to do anything.
Also, like if I saw my neighbor doing some construction.
Yeah, you sue them to protect this area. And then I guess law enforcement comes in.
Oh, we don't need more lawsuits type stuff out here. We're good with that one. You can keep that. Yeah. What country was that?
That was Ecuador.
Oh, yeah.
I could tell you love Instagram because every single one of these are Instagram.
Yeah. They're quick Instagram ones.
All right, one sperm cell holds 0.8 gigabytes of data, meaning a single load equals...
Uh-oh. First of all, 0.8 gigabytes of data is... There were phones that couldn't even have that kind of storage.
How much megabytes is a video of an episode?
How many megabytes of what of our episodes?
Yeah, episodes?
Bro, a gig. Yeah? At least 3 to 4 gigs.
Oh, I don't know. 3 million movies? What, are you kidding me?
So one, how much sperm? One?
0.8 gigabytes.
Meaning a single load equals
30 million movies? That doesn't make sense. What? Am I reading this right? Did they mean gigabytes?
That means a load. The one sperm cell holds almost a gigabyte.
No, no, no. They, see, look. Look what he wrote over here. This is the poster, right? The guy that posted. That's this guy, right?
Yeah, the guy.
Look. Scientists estimate... Oh, wait, hold on. A full load. Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. The a load, not one cell. A load, a full load. A full one load of sperm cell. One of them.
So a load.
Oh, this guy, bro. Okay, okay. What are you missing?
3 million movies, imagine.
30 million movies. I don't even think we have 30 million movies.
50 billion songs.
50. We don't have that either.
150 libraries of Congress. God,
wild.
That's a lot. Because what I'm thinking is...
That was also the default image of how popular your name is, by the way. I don't know why, but Congress has our names. Go.
Yeah. So I'm curious if they can use... Cause whatever, what is it? What is there? There's DNA in the sperm cell, right? So you think that they can rewrite the DNA to transmit data?
How do you think they got neural gel packs in Star Trek Voyager? Interesting. Hit it. 50 million.
1.5 million phones. iPhones.
iPhones.
Well, which kind of iPhone?
There's right. There's a few different sizes.
Half the global internet traffic for a day.
That's wild.
That is pretty wild.
That means that in one day, there's... What's the calculation on that?
I know, that's with streaming and all that. Everybody watching YouTube videos. Going
over, government.
Yeah.
The whole
half show. Of the world, except for North Korea, because they don't...
One load.
7,500 laptops.
Assuming that all of them are probably like 256 gigabytes.
A laptop? 256 gigabytes?
How much is yours?
I have no idea.
He brought it, guys. Can you believe this guy? Can you believe this guy?
All right.
Go ahead. What you got?
All right. We're going to have to watch this clip and then come back and talk about it. All right. But it's a conversation between two people on a podcast. And one of them is named Corey Holcomb, and the other one name is Anton Daniels.
Okay.
Okay. The only reason why I bring this up is because I want to talk about what I want to. Something happens. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. Subscribe. Like.
All right.
Somebody's sucking dick.
So what do you think happened just there?
I know exactly what happened.
All right.
That happens so much.
I've watched a longer clip of it, so I got a little bit more context to it. But that little bit was just enough to understand the gist. And it's not even about the conversation. It's about the people.
It's not even about the people. It's about, for me, where we are in society. Look, it goes back to, again, I love the fact that we're this school theme. It goes back to who's the most relevant. In the lunchroom, you had the popular table and you had the nerds and then you had the rejects and you had the thing. In society, that format still exists today. And when it comes to certain topics, there are the people that are going to stand behind it because they're up defending it or because they just want to fit in. And whether they agree with it or not, then there are the people that are not with it, but they're not brave enough to say something about it because they don't want to sound against this popular crowd.
Yeah.
You know, I am not with immigration, so I'm agreeing with what Trump is saying, but I'm not really about to make myself known out there because all the popular kids are getting all this attention. I'm going to look like the bad guy.
And that's kind of like when you hear people talk about some people that are out there, like Republican, DK, and they're like, yeah, a lot of these celebrities, they agree with me. They just won't say it out loud.
And before the elections happened, I was driving a shuttle bus from the train station to HRA. Most of the HRA employees were African, black women, and they had to shuttle because of COVID, blah, blah, blah. And there was some people getting jumped and whatever. Oh, kind of interesting. Anyways, so they had this shuttle going back and forth, and I'm talking to some of these ladies. At least four of them were opened up enough to be like, you know, I'm voting for Trump. I can't tell my family. I can't rep that. And it goes back to this thing, you know, where it's like, I don't want to say how I truly feel because the popular crowds, the ones that are making the most noise, are saying this. And I don't want to go against that because that's also saying that the people that have an opinion that aren't contrary to what's popular or what's being narrative or what's being displayed in social media and the news. It's like, where are their voices? I thought it was my algorithm. I was like, maybe it's because my algorithm is being biased to what I'm clicking on. And I'm like, no, you really don't see the people who are for immigration making noise about it. Is that because Trump is in office? And yeah. You know what I mean? They got this? Or is it because, again, they don't want to stand out and get freaking jumped? Or
but also, if you think about these guys, right? This one guy, in the conversation, he's explaining something.
Like, he's explaining a broader social crosses all... He said it crosses all. He said it when he said everyone's inherently racist.
The thing about white people, you think that racism is inherently in them. Racism is inherently in all of us. Black people is some of the most racist people I've ever seen in my entire life. We don't even like each other.
So can I ask you a question?
No, hold on. Let's stay there.
Okay.
We don't even like each other.
We all have biases against others. That's... I got biases against my own. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So he's drawing a broader narrative while the other guy is saying, no, you got to be about this narrative because you and I are black.
Yeah. Do you understand that it's made like that on purpose? The position.
It's the system. The system against us. I got it.
Okay, but the position you and your people are in.
Who is my people?
Black people. Do you claim black people?
I'm a Christian first. I claim.
Well, I think something's wrong with that. If you don't want to say you're a black man first, I think something's wrong with
black
that.
Black is a construct. They told you that you was black.
Okay, well, that's brown. That's why you start brown believing
it. No. We not brown. We not black. We not none of that shit.
Oh, well, what are we?
For me, I'm a believer in God. That's what I am. My foundation is always going to be Christianity, Christ, Jesus first. I don't claim none of that other shit. You're not going to get me to believe in you based off of some shit that you can't control. You didn't pick it. And the thing about other cultures, whether you're black, Chinese, Asians don't fuck with each other just because they're Asian. Chinese people and Japanese people and Taiwanese people, they're all different. Koreans are different. All white people don't fuck with all white people. So why do I have an obligation to fuck with somebody just because he black?
Okay,
and then the definition of how you define black is based off of something that a white man gave.
I need you to say it. Nothing's going to happen right now until you say it. I can't hear what you're saying. I can't hear your argument or what you're trying to express until you say that white people are bad.
Yeah. And it's funny. It's like, so the,
I would have said, yeah, white people are bad. They did horrible things. You ready?
Yeah. I would have just said that. Just like, okay, now we got that.
Good.
Let's have the conversation.
You ready to have my conversation now?
Yeah. Because he won't let him get past that. He keeps asking him, say something about the white man. Say something about the white man. He goes, just take it easy. Let's
and the
get
guy
there.
In the background he's eating it up and he's getting frustrated because he's like, why did he just say the white people are to blame?
Yeah.
Instead of letting the guy have his argument, whether you agree with it or not, let him make his point.
Yeah, just let him say what he got to say.
And it's so fucked up. Sorry. But it's so messed up when it's your own race that you're shunning.
Yeah.
Instead of hearing the argument out and let it be had.
Yeah, it's funny because like, it's almost like, sometimes people do things I don't. Let's say Trump, he'll say something I don't like, and
there's so many things,
right? And then somebody else is talking crap about Trump, but about something that he did right, and I'm arguing with them back and forth. I'm like, why you got me defending Trump? Just say that he did this thing right, and that's it. You know he did it right.
That's right. That's
you know what I'm saying? Thing. You know it's a good thing. Remember with the vaccines that he did Operation Warp Speed.
Yeah.
Okay. You should agree with that. You should, if you're liberal and you hate Trump. What he did there, that's a positive as far as you're concerned.
Right.
Because you want the vaccine.
Right. You wanted the government to intervene.
But they wouldn't even say, oh, no, they wouldn't even say that.
No.
Fauci had this plan 10 years ago, actually.
In the reverse of that, the Republicans don't acknowledge, they blame the Republicans blame the Democrats for the whole COVID thing. But they don't acknowledge that it was Trump that started this whole warp speed in the vaccine.
Exactly.
It's the same thing in reverse.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
But also like the lady that got hit by the car. If you ask a liberal to watch the same video as a Republican, they're both going to come out like, oh, he hit her. No, he didn't hit her. She was trying to get out the way. He stood in the way. They're watching the same video, but they see two different things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's because their head is in different places. Just like this guy is like, talk about the white man. And he's like, I'm gonna. And he says it straight up. He goes, I talk about everybody. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care. But what's the topic at hand about? Let's talk about the topic at hand.
Right. And it's frustrating because it's like you said, if he would have just said, yes, white people are back, Caucasians have hurt us, and that's why everything else is happening in the world. That's what he really wanted to hear.
Yeah, yeah. And I would have easily said that.
I would have said it.
I would have just said it and be like, all right, now you got it. You're happy?
You're happy? That you said something? Yeah, exactly.
Okay, now let's have the real conversation.
Now let's talk about how everyone is racist.
Yeah, now let's get it.
Now let's really cut it.
I don't know if you noticed that in the beginning.
Shorty got snuffed out the way.
Yeah, she was like, get out the seat.
Hey, fuck up. Dolly, get out the way. Don't get in the way of two niggas. Let me tell you something, homie.
But I don't know if you noticed in the beginning, they were talking about slavery. And he was like, oh, yeah, the Africans sold slaves to the white man. And the white man.
It was a transaction.
The white man bought them. And he's making a deal. He's trying to make money.
Capitalism.
Yeah, capitalism. But the other guy is like laughing to himself and smirking like,
this guy's
not just taking this country. How do you think you got here?
The transatlantic slave trade.
You smart man.
Right. I swear to God, I know all about it.
So it's very hard to be respectful of what is here when me, for example, as an African-American male, I know how I got here. I didn't take the cheap flight on Frontier. Here, my people were kidnapped. My people were robbed. They what?
They were sold by Africans.
You say all the people were sold by Africans?
How you think they? What you think? White people came over there and got us?
Yes.
No, they were sold.
So
they just capitalized off of it better than the Africans did.
Okay, so you're saying that all of the black people that were brought here were sold by Africans?
Correct.
So the white people were just doing transactions over there?
Absolutely. It was capitalism. See, the thing about white people,
because he doesn't, even if what this other guy's saying is 100% facts.
And history and known.
Historically, known.
Not just those times, but like in all of man history, we've been selling each other out.
And not only that, we know, not only do we know where it happened, we know the tribes that did it that still exist today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we know who they are. You know, the only reason why those tribes exist today is because when they bought the slaves, they gave them guns, they gave them weapons,
and that gave him another
opportunity to buy more,
level up. Exactly, now I control it.
So they're like, "Yo, we'll keep coming to you. We'll keep giving you. You need more bullets? All right, next time, you know, get me a guy, and I'll give you some bullets." You know, and then they flip it. They take their long trip and they sell it for a couple hundred dollars instead of buying it for a gun.
Now the work is doing the work.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what that is.
So, yeah, it's capitalism. And that kind of reminds me of the conversation of the Civil War. It was kind of capitalism, because you're taking away their money. They're fighting for it. You know what I'm saying? Sure, it was about slavery, but it's slavery because it's money in their pockets you're taking.
Right, it's slavery, but it's also umbrellaed by capitalism. Yeah. There was an invested interest.
Yeah, they're fighting for resources.
Both parties. It just depends on what side you're on.
But it's just when I watch conversations like that, because...
It's frustrating.
Yeah, because it'll be on the internet. And the people post it. And just like the woman get hit by the car, one person says, one person's like, oh, no, this guy's right. Like a lot of them, from the left perspective, what I assume would be the leftist perspective, they look at it and goes, oh, yeah, this other guy that was arguing with the guy that was wearing all the white, he won the argument.
Oh, he won.
Because this guy disrespected him. He got in his face. So he won.
Oh, you're saying the one that got up and snuffed the Chinese girl?
Yeah, got her out the way.
Get out of here. Snuffed she was like, no.
So they're like, oh, no, he disrespected him, so he stepped to him, so he won.
Who won?
The guy with the white hat.
With the bucket hat?
Yeah, the bucket hat. So they look at it like he won. And all
because he brought the beef.
But now I'm looking at it not as the argument, but as the intellectual conversation that's happening. Because this guy's trying to have an adult conversation, and this guy's acting like a child. You know what I'm saying? He's getting emotional because you're saying things I don't like, and it makes me mad.
Interesting.
Instead of having the conversation like two men.
Right. So instinctively, when the conversation started, I saw what the bucket hat was doing, right? He was he got into his feels about the black coming from a black. Yeah. And...
The black
coming for the black. So he got into his feels. You could feel that energy. You could see his facial description, his facial reaction. And you could also, I don't know if you could have sensed, but you could also see that he saw an opportunity to look good and to win the argument, to put the other person down.
To gain points.
Gain cool points, to gain that clout. And instinctively, I wanted to give the benefit of the doubt to the guy who was trying to make the argument that we're all racist in some form or another. So I wanted to give the guy credit, but I already knew that, like you said, the winner of this was going to be the guy who was saying, who was sounding the loudest, but saying the least.
Yeah.
And that's what the guy said. You're saying, you're making a lot of noise, but you're not saying anything.
Yeah.
You save that for later.
I mean, it's difficult to even explain this to somebody.
So what we're talking about?
Like the dude with the bucket hat. How do I explain to him that he needs to let his emotions go and attack the intellectual conversation?
Rationalize it.
Make a point. Don't get loud.
Make a point. Don't get loud.
Because what you're doing is you're getting loud. And
no, he had a point to make. It's my point and that's it.
Yeah. But he said
that was his point.
But he's saying attack the white man. Because
in his mind, he saw the other person as, you're not identifying the underlying issue here. The white man is the issue.
Yeah.
And you're a cop out, you're a sellout. And until you acknowledge the white person, that was it. There was no content outside of that. There was nothing, there was no further thought. In the bucket guy, in his mind, he's not thinking, he's not trying to think outside the box and look at a situation rationally.
The bucket hat's name, his name is Corey.
All right, Corey.
And the other guy's name is Anton.
Oh my god.
So just to make it easier for us, because you see a bucket hat in this guy. I just thought about it right now. I was like, we just call them by their names. They're
so,
people.
So Corey, Mr. Bucket Hat, he seems like an individual. I'm sorry, and there's a lot of individuals like that, both on the left and the right, in this race, that race, all races, where they're set in their ways, and a lot of their ways or their thinking on any topic isn't really their own. It's inherited by whoever's making the most noise.
But,
you feel what I'm saying?
But let me also say too that
no one's bold enough to think outside the box and talk about it.
But he,
like Anton,
looks at the other guy in the same exact light.
Oh, that's
he looks at him like you. That's not your idea. You got it from the white man.
Yep. You're brainwashed. Yeah. He's like, no, you're brainwashed. And how do we grow from there?
So now, if you are blank slate.
Yeah.
Right? Let's say you're the Asian chick that walked in. You sat down between them. You listened to the conversation.
Like the China that was between them?
Yeah.
That now, got stuffed.
Now, I'm not saying who you agree with. But let's just say you in your head, you're like, I agree with this guy, whatever this guy is.
Stop. Right?
So you agree with this guy, whoever the guy is. And then you take your conversation. You made a decision in your head, whichever way it is.
Okay.
And then you approach a fourth person.
Venga acá.
And then you go, hey, you didn't see this conversation. But I'm explaining to you, and I think this guy is correct, whoever this guy is. The fourth person is going to be like, they brainwashed her. She's just repeating the talking points from the other team.
In other words, try me again with that explanation, okay. Right?
So you got Anton and Corey arguing.
They're arguing.
The Chinita's in the middle listening.
Oh, she's the third party.
She's the third person.
The third party goes and...
and tells a fourth person.
As a witness, this is what happened.
Not even what happened. Just, I heard the conversation, and this is my decision. What I think is the best. What I think is correct.
Who, Corey or Anton?
Yeah. And I told the fourth person, I agree with his argument because X, Y, Z.
XYZ.
The fourth person is going to look at the Chinita and is like, you're brainwashed.
Let me see it for myself.
Not even, because, again, they're going to watch the same conversation. And they're going to look at it from two different perspectives, just like the lady that got hit by the car. So there is no explaining to somebody from the other side the correct way to think, because they're convinced.
Right.
They're locked in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're religiously locked in.
Right. And what I'm saying is that a lot of the individuals that are religiously locked into whatever social dilemma, in this case immigration, the war, politics, what I'm saying is that a vast majority of those individuals are locked in because they don't want society saying that these are the people, these are the righteous ones.
Yeah.
You know, the media, the news, these are the people that are humanity and the morals and I gotta be on this side because I don't want to seem like the opposite of that.
Yeah.
But I really believe in this, but I don't want to argue.
And this right now, the liberals are the loud voice, right?
Loud as hell.
But in the 60s, the conservatives were the loud voice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just a matter of time before this new generation comes up, whatever, in 10 years from now.
You see conservatives making signs and protesting in the streets?
Not making signs, but them being the loud voice. You know what I'm saying?
The one with the mic.
They're the ones with the mic, yeah. They're the ones that they run the news. They make all the movies. You know what I'm saying? They do all the things that the liberals do right now. Right now, Disney, every movie they make has a gay character.
Yeah.
Because they're the loud voice right now.
Every movie they make has a gay character.
Right? Every show that they have.
Stranger Things.
They ruined Marvel. They ruined Marvel off that. Adding these weird gay things to it. People are like, just show me the show.
Yeah,
like,
I want to see my superhero kick some ass.
Yeah, that's all I care about. Yeah, the bad guy. I don't care. Moves. Why is she gay now? Why? She wasn't gay before. What happened? Yeah. Will? Come on. Just give me the show I want to watch. You know? But in the future, the conservatives are going to take over. Right? In the 60s, they had, what is it called? They were worried about communism, right?
Yeah, the
McCarthy era.
The commies.
Yeah. And everybody was like, we're red-blooded Americans. We got to get rid of the commies. Now the commies are in charge, right?
That's been our whole history. Yeah, right?
It just goes back and forth. But again, there's still a mentality involved.
But no, what I'm saying is, right, I hear you, but just to tap into that, in history, right? What was monarchy?
Yeah, monarchy is like kings.
Kings?
Yeah.
And communism?
Communism is, technically, it's the people.
What's the Caesar, what was that? That was...
Oh, no, the Caesar's, I guess it's a monarchy.
A monarchy?
Yeah.
So, in history, in the
history. But also, the Romans went through a revolt, and they had... democracy, which is where America's
stemmed from, right?
Yeah, America.
But what I'm saying is that, in general, in the history of humans, what's been the ruling class? Monarchy.
Yeah. Oh man, there's an interesting topic which I think we should get into, and I'm saying it now so I can remind myself when I'm editing. And it's that somebody asked a question. In fact, it's a book. Somebody asked a question. They're like, "Why is it that Britain and the East, DK, why did they run the world? Why did they take over everything? How did that happen? When a lot of the Far East cultures were smarter, they had better technology.
And they had more structure.
Yeah. And what the guy basically breaks it down to is that they had to, because of the monarchies, they had rules they had to follow.
Right, there was
freedom. Exactly. So because there was certain rules that they had to follow,
It
forced them to move in a different way. Anyway, that's something I think that's one of the topics this year. We gotta read a book. In fact, we should do I didn't even tell you, I bought the book.
Which one?
Marcus Aurelius' book.
Oh.
Yeah, I read the first chapter. First book.
Right, exactly. Yeah. About six or seven?
I read the first one.
Now
that I've read the first chapter, I was like, okay, this is interesting. This is just a memoir.
Yeah.
This is just, okay.
Let's break it down.
I like this.
It takes me a little while to get back in.
It is.
Because of the...
But you know what's crazy? Dialect. But after reading it, I look at the Bible and I'm like, that's such well written compared to... Yeah.
Right?
The Bible's very well written. As as much crap people talk about the Bible, it's a well written book.
It is.
Yeah.
And it totally makes... I just bought the Book of Enoch. I'm struggling. Yeah. Even though I read it before, but wow. I'm just like, oh, God.
After reading the first chapter of the Marcus Aurelius book, I was like, I want to read the Book of Proverbs. Because this is that.
Basically.
That's him. Yeah.
That's like, it stems. Right. Okay. So we'll do that another time.
What do you guys think about the conversation, the argument? Do you think Anton won the argument or do you think Corey won the argument? Also, when's your birthday? Type it down below.
All right. I guess that's it. We out?
Peace.
We got to get back to class.
Yeah.
Peace.